Hello, and welcome to the Naked Keto Wife. Happily married, sexy as ever, and living a keto lifestyle, my name is Tammy. I am your host, and today you're listening to Naked COVID Story. Hey everyone, if that title doesn't grab your attention, then I just don't know what would. You know, for a good 90% of my podcast titles, I started with Naked because the original intent, if you go back and listen to why the Naked Keto Wife, you're going to learn that it was about actually feeling good naked. It was about, you know, my body being awesome and amazing after doing keto, but also is to really get the point across that we need to strip it down to get to the bottom of issues, to be able to succeed, and to really be transparent about what we're dealing with. And that's who I am. So I bring to you transparency. And so today we're going to be talking about COVID, a COVID story. You will have noticed that I have not podcasted since last summer. It is now January 2022, and I have not podcasted since summer. Or just before summer, I think. I'll have to go back and look at the dates, but I believe it was May. Lots of crazy things happened between May and January. Enough that for the first time in years, I put the podcast down and had to just let some things go. And I'm back. I am back, and I am back more than I mean, just back with vengeance. Back with a determination. But I have some really great things to share with you, some exciting news, but also recap. So this episode is going to be specifically about what has happened over the last 3 months. I will have a podcast over what happened during the summer and also a podcast over an excellent vacation that we took in May last year. I am going to break those up so that I can give you more content, but I'm actually, you know, I thought about starting with the vacation, moving on into what happened over the summer, and then into what we've been dealing with for the last 3 months. But I decided we're going to work backwards, and we're going to work backwards because what we just went through over the last 3 months is very important for me to get in and jump in as a first episode in returning. I will give you an overview, though. I'll give you an overview of the last, oh gosh, what would that be? 8 months, probably. So 3 months ago, I had just gotten back from a conference and I got COVID. I recovered from COVID within about 9 days. And I didn't ever go to the doctor. I was able to manage it at home. However, my husband, who is 49 years old with no risk factors, no comorbidities, healthy as a horse. I mean, the guy works out every day. He is super active. He caught my COVID. And he ended up in the hospital for 45 days. The ICU for 3 weeks out of that time. It actually might have been closer to 4 weeks, actually. I think he was in the ICU for 4 weeks before we, you know, finally were on a different floor. He actually went back and forth. He went to the ICU, he went down to a floor, he went back to ICU, went back down to a floor. Of course, started in the emergency room. And I was super traumatic. He nearly lost his life a couple of times, maybe more than a couple, but he fought through it. He did not end up on a ventilator. He was able to, by the grace of God, he was able to avoid the ventilator. He was attached to a ventilator for a couple of weeks, but it was actually on a high flow oxygen setting and a CPAP setting, as opposed to actually being intubated or on a ventilator where they're not able to communicate. So as a nurse, I can kind of explain that a little bit. I don't want to bore you too much, but most of you know what a ventilator is with all the news and all of the people that you know. But being intubated is a very serious thing. And high flow oxygen is a very serious thing, as is having to have a BiPAP or CPAP in the hospital, it means that you're moving closer and closer to that ventilated status. So during that time was, you know, the last 3 months, we're out of the woods, but we're home. So my husband is home. But actually being home has posed its very own unique challenges. He came home on oxygen and he's still on oxygen. And just a really major trial in our life. And emotionally and mentally, spiritually, I handled things very well. But physically, I did not handle things well at all. And that was actually stemming, like it was just this series of events, right? And I was already really struggling through the summer. We had another tragedy that we were dealing with during the summer. And for those 2.5 months or so, I was already going downhill with my physical well-being. But then the last 3 months have just been a disaster. I'm being transparent. I'm being real. It's just been a really hard road. So we've been home for a month, and I actually took this month of work off, and I'm a director, a director of clinical operations for a company. And I was buckling under the stress of work and trying to take care of my husband, who has no lung reserve. So it's very difficult. He's basically had to learn how to walk again, how to eat again, how to, you know, have a conversation and breathe so that he doesn't have a coughing fit that breaks a rib, which has happened. So it's just been a very, very difficult time. I'm so grateful he's home, and for all the prayers that we received that, you know, God listened to and got him home. And we're so grateful to have him home, but it just comes with its own challenges. And so we've just been working together. You know, started with no sleep at all at night, like basically up every hour. And now a month later, we're actually both able to sleep, about 6 hours. Usually there's one time of waking up in the middle of the night, but it is getting better. That being said, what I wanted to come to you with is I am not quitting the keto lifestyle. I am not quitting the Naked Keto podcast. I'm not. But it has had to be patient with me because, and I guess you all patient with me, because I did not communicate any of this during all of this time. I was so head in the sand. I don't know if head in the sand is the right term, but just really burying myself in just trying to get through this time. And now that the clouds are lifting a little bit, I'm like, okay, it's time. So let me tell you, the next year is going to be, I imagine, challenging, but I am ready. I feel terrible. My body feels terrible. And I am ready to get back to the basics, to be honest, back to the basics of keto. I am intending to start again this coming Monday. And for accountability purposes, the reason why I'm starting again Monday and not today is that I have a week left not up till now. Like I haven't started keto up till now. But Monday is my last week off before I go back to work. And I need a week of getting myself back into a healthy self-care mode of life. And I have not been in that mode, to be honest. Like physically, I'm not exercising except for walking with my husband. I am not eating right at all. I've just been eating whatever's put in front of me. We've had just blessing over blessing of people bringing us meals. And it's just been too much to think about food. I kind of look back and wish that I could say that I would have handled it better, but it's how I handled it. I just, you know, I just really needed to focus on what was in front of me. And I just didn't have the mental capacity to do it. And so just not in a good place. And I felt terrible. I feel terrible. I've got heartburn that came back. I've got, like ulcer type of signs and symptoms. So I'm on a couple of medications because I was so miserable. That started in September out of the summer issue that I was telling you about that I haven't expanded on. But coming out of the summer, I had a horrible situation. I ended up seeing a doctor, but I was very close to going to the emergency room. And it was just this terrible pain that I had in my stomach. And it turns out it was H. pylori, which was miserable. And H. pylori can be a causing factor for an ulcer. So just the stress, I imagine, and not eating the way that my body likes to eat did not serve me well at all. So it is what it is. When you go through trial, when you go through tragedy, sometimes you just have to do how you do. So there's no condemnation for myself. I had to do what I needed to survive. There's going to be others of you that take this podcast and go, gosh, she felt terrible. And a trial may come at you and you maybe you remember this. And you're like, you know what? She felt terrible. I don't want to feel terrible. So I'm going to focus on that even though I'm going through the trial. That's okay. I did that in other areas. I am a worship leader at my church and I love leading vocals. I love it. And it's not necessarily about just singing. It's that I really love the time that I get with God. I love the time that I get refreshed and renewed and feel like I can tackle the world and the next day and week. I am just refreshed and I am filled up. Like my love cup is filled up and I have this amazing intimacy with God. I lead our people, praying for our people, and just, it was something that I had to continue to do or I would not have survived what we just went through. Some of you, your physical goals or your physical, I don't know, just the aspect of keto where you're at or dietary issues, you may actually make that your priority and that's where you get refreshed. I would have done better. I would have done better had I had physical refreshment and also, my spiritual, but that's just not what happened. And it's okay. I'm not condemning myself for it. It's just what happened. It's how I handled it. And there's a lot of grace for that. When you're going through a trial, there's a lot of grace. You've got to do what you've got to do to survive. That being said, it's also wise to get help while you're going through something so messy. And I did. I got a counselor. I got a coach. I have a faith counselor. I've got like a whole army. And yep, that took some investment, but I needed to invest in myself for that self-care because again, I knew that I needed help to get through, which brings me to the exciting news that I have to tell you. So I'm not going to stop the Naked Keto podcast, so you'll get to hear more about this later, but I am launching a business. My eventual goal is to leave my current position, to leave the corporate world of nursing and become a nurse coach. I am studying right now the curriculum for board certified nurse coaches, and I am working to get a name for the business and a logo and all of those good things, but I have a passion for helping people. And I've had this dream for like 4 years now, and it's actually time to step over, that threshold of fear and enter into a space where I overcome the fear of starting a business and just go for it. I really want to coach people, whether it is condition coaching, maybe you're somebody who just got out of the hospital like my husband, and now you're far enough along in your healing that now you're like, gosh, I just learned to walk again and eat again. And I actually need some help because I need some encouragement, motivation, somebody to help me to work through some fears I have and get my life back. I would be that coach. I would be able to take you along on a journey to discovery and to really get to a place of overcoming your fears and having success over whatever that is. In that case, it would be, a physical, physical barriers maybe, or somebody just got diagnosed with diabetes and they want to create a plan for themselves to lose weight. So if it's, type 2, and they're really wanting to not have to manage their diabetes with medication and maybe eventually just not even have diabetes anymore, which is possible, by the way, with lifestyle management, they may need a coach to come alongside them. Or maybe it's a patient that has been diagnosed with cancer and they're needing some coaching to manage life. You know, there's so many different areas that a nurse can offer based on our education and our background help. And instead of just managing the symptoms as a nurse, I really want to get to the bottom and get to the root of things and empower people to realize that they are the owner of whatever goal it is that they're wanting. It may be spiritual coaching, marriage coaching. There's going to be a lot of offerings that I'm going to have, and I'm very, very excited. As a nurse with my background and then also just having training with the coaching process, it's very exciting. I was tempted to stop this podcast to just focus on that because I believe I'm going to have a podcast probably associated with that business, but I am going to stay faithful to this keto podcast. And I'd like you to know that the biggest reason for that, besides helping you all, is also because I need this pod. This podcast is as much my accountability as yours. I need this podcast. It helps me knowing that I am living an example. And just like I came to you today, you're going to have times in your life where the transparency needs to be there to say, man, I screwed up. And guys, when I say I screwed up, it's not like the podcast episodes you've listened to before where I'm like, oh man, I didn't eat it right this day. Or maybe I gained a few pounds. Or I haven't done keto for like 2 whole weeks and I'm, you know, really frustrated. No, this was much different. This was gain 25 pounds in 8 months kind of a situation. And it breaks my heart that I have to sort of start over. But I am a huge proponent of never giving up. And you will hear me say that in my podcasts time and time again. So I may have lost 50 pounds, but I now have to lose another 25 again. Like I've got to lose that 25 because I gained it back. And guys, it was pretty bad. I really don't want you to be fearful of like, oh my gosh, she did keto, lost 50 pounds, but why does she even bother doing keto because she gained 25 of it back? I gained 25 of it back because I stopped caring. I wasn't maintaining. I wasn't trying. I wasn't even doing a borderline keto. I was literally just eating anything and everything. I went from a really strict keto to a lifestyle keto, but that was still at least gluten-free and sugar-free. I've eaten whatever I've wanted and anything and as much of it, and it just, I have not cared. I've not cared. And it does make me sad to admit that, but I also think it's really important for people to know that it's okay. Like you can get it back. You can start over. It is not keto's fault. It is not like, oh, I'm, you know, it's, I did keto and then the minute I stopped it, I gained it all back. Well, yes. Okay. That part's true. It wasn't the minute though. I stopped keto for 8 months and started gaining rapid weight. But guys, I was doing terrible. I wasn't eating right. I wasn't sleeping right. I wasn't exercising. Like physically, disaster. Physical disaster. For many years, for 3 out of the 4 years that I have done keto, oh my gosh, I might be pushing 5. Out of the 3 of the 4 years that I've done keto, the last 8 months has been the only time where I've gained back a significant amount. And that tells me that there's something right for my body about keto. It might not be right for yours. If you stop keto and you gain everything back in a week, there's a problem. But for me, it was a lifestyle that I was able to manage that was keeping my weight manageable and it was keeping my body manageable. I've been eating gluten and I feel terrible. Sugar, feel terrible. You'd think that may make me stop, but we're human. I'm like, oh no, this is good. I'm going to eat it. And somebody gave it to me, so I'm going to eat it. So yes, there's many, many ways that that it could have been managed better. But like I said, there's a lot of grace for that because you can't go through the trials that we've gone through this last year, my husband and I, and not have to have something give. And this was kind of that, you know? So I am excited to come back. I am nervous. I'm not going to lie. I'm nervous about starting again because I know what that looks like. I know that it's hard. I know that doing this is hard. If you have started keto and you're like, this is too hard, I can't do it, I must just be weak. Nope. Nope. You are not weak. You are not weak. It is really hard and can be very overwhelming. But with the right support, accountability, and community surrounding you, it can be done. It can actually be done on your own too. I didn't have community support or accountability when I was doing keto. I just did it. But that's why I started the Keto Podcast and the Naked Keto Wife, is I wanted to be a support to others, which also tells me I am born to be a nurse coach. I am born to be a coach, because that is what gives me so much joy, is like I have this desire and this passion to help people. That's why I became a nurse. But I really want to help. I want to be there. I want to motivate and inspire. I want to lead people into success of whatever it is in their life that they're wanting to work on. So that being said, I'm going to jump off for today. But happy ketoing. Thank you for listening. If you've continued to listen, I will say that the Facebook group that is done for now. Right now, I just don't have the capacity to manage a Facebook group. I imagine that will come back eventually, but right now I need to focus on something else. So I'm sorry if you have gotten on the Facebook group and tried to either message or even get involved on the Facebook group. I just haven't been managing it. So you probably will have noticed that anyway. In fact, I'm wondering if most of you thought I fell off the face of the earth. I did not. I'm still here, but that is just where I'm at. So happy ketoing. Let me know if you have anything that you want to talk about. You can email me at the Naked Keto Wife. That's still active. thenakedketowife@gmail.com. Happy to answer any questions that you might have. And I look forward to the next episodes. Just really went through some trial during the summer. Quite frankly, it was traumatizing, and it was something I needed counseling for PTSD. And so I'm going to talk about that, because all of these things in our life, if you look at a person's life, you can't isolate it to one thing, like physical exercise or physical well-being. You've got to take it as a whole, which is holistic, which is why I'm basically considered a holistic nurse. That's what I do. You got to take the person as a whole. Sometimes your physical is being impacted by what? By your mental or your spiritual or whatever's going on. And so it's funny, even just doing this podcast, it is growth for me, because it makes me think of things I hadn't thought of. I got on, and what did I say in the beginning of the podcast? Was like, I did great mentally, emotionally, spiritually, but I did terrible physically. Well, actually, the physical piece of it was very much impacted by my mental incapacity at the time and my emotional trauma that I was going through. So I do think it matters, and I want to take you through that journey with me, because what I've gone through, if I can help anybody, that's what I want to do. So we'll talk a little bit more about what I went through during the summer. But then also I want to recap a beautiful vacation that Aaron and I had to Panama, which is where I last left this podcast, I believe. I was ramping up for Panama, and we went to Panama, had an amazing time, and then came home and just got land blasted. So lots of good, crazy things to tell you. I don't know that they were, you know, good things, but there's good to come out of it. So look forward to those, and hopefully to catch you listening in on the next episode of The Naked Keto Wife. Bye for now.